It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
Song like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now, here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and play me some gospel music. Come on and sing me a good old gospel song. Singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel song.
Welcome to the Good Old Gospel Song radio broadcast, a musical look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our Christian musical heritage. There are more hymns and gospel songs that have been written out of tragedies, trials, and tribulations of life than any other event. God puts us into the storms of life in order to strengthen us and to cause us to turn to Him and trust Him to help us weather the storms of life. In this good old gospel song broadcast, we look at the songs that help us in the storms. What better way to start than with this song that says, I know the master of the wind.
Sails on a troubled sea. Ever there's a wind in my sails, but I have a friend who watches over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. Like an eagle to the sky, among the peaks my soul can be found. But an unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. It may bring me low, but it cannot bring me down.
I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Would you sing, I know the master?
I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain.
He can calm the storm.
He can calm the storm. Make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Oh, let Jesus come. Storm, make the sun shine again. He is the
master of the wind.
When the storms of life come and the Lord says, "Be still and know that I am God," we wonder how. Well, by throwing the anchor of God's grace and mercy into the waters and letting Him steady our boat. Here are two songs back to back. The first is the great hymn, "My Anchor Holds," and the second is a great gospel song, "The Anchor Holds."
Though the angry surge and roll of the tempest thrill and soul, I am peaceful, for I know, while with all the winds may blow, I've an anchor safe and sure, and in Christ I shall endure. And it holds, my anchor holds, blow your wildest deadly gale. On my bark so small and frail, I shall never, never fail, for my anchor holds, my anchor holds. Mighty tides above me sweep, perils lurk within the deep, angry clouds will shake the sky, and the tempest rises high. Still I stand the tempest strong, for my anchor grips the rock, and it holds, my anchor holds. Blow your wildest then ye gale, on my bark so small and frail, I shall never, never fail, for my obscure the light of day, but in Christ I can be bold. I've an anchor that shall hold, and it holds, my anchor holds. Though your wildest then ye gale, on my bark so small and frail, I shall never, never fail, for my anchor.
Through the long dark night, out on the open sea, by faith alone, sight unknown. And yet His eyes were watching me. Would you sing it with us? And the anchor holds. Though the ship is battered, the anchor holds. Sails are torn, and I have fallen on my knees as I faced the raging sea, but the anchor holds. Thank God. In spite of the storm, I've been young, but I'm older now. There has been beauty these eyes have seen, but it was in the night when I faced the storms of my life. Oh, and that's where God has proved His love for me. Would you sing it with us? And the anchor holds. I believe you ought to do that again. That's so pretty. The anchor holds. Though the ship is battered, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds. Though the sails are torn, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees, I have fallen on my knees, as I face the raging sea, but the anchor holds. Thank God, in spite of the storm.
Yes, I have an anchor in the storms of life, and I have a rock that is solid, steadfast, and sure. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And it's on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. A familiar title, but a different melody. My Jesus is a shelter in the time of storm.
The Lord's our rock, in Him we hide. Secure whatever ill betide. A shade by day, defense by night. Shelter in the time of storm.
The Lord is a shelter in the time of storm. The Lord is a shelter in the time of storm.
Oh, Jesus is a rock, a rock in a weary land. A shelter in the time of storm.
A shelter
in the time of storm.
Praise the Lord for the storms and what God can use those storms to accomplish in our lives. Praise the Lord, He never leaves us in our strength to weather the storm. Here is a great prayer to sing during the storms. Lord, keep me safe till the storm passes by.
The time.
It's now time for our story behind the song. I'll let Alfred Smith tell you the story of this song, as he's got a great account of it. On a dark, stormy night, when the waves rolled like mountains and not a star was to be seen, a boat rocking and plunging near the Lorraine Harbor at Cleveland. "Are you sure this is Cleveland?" asked the captain, seeing the light from the lighthouse. "Quite sure, sir," replied the pilot. "But where are the lower lights?" "They're out, sir. Can you make it?" "We must, or we'll perish, sir." With a strong hand and a brave heart, the old pilot turned the wheel, but alas, in the darkness he missed the channel, and with a crash upon the rocks, the boat was slivered and many lives were lost in a watery grave. D.L. Moody was preaching and using an illustration about this story that first appeared in the Chicago papers. It was an actual account by the captain, who had been one of the few fortunate enough to escape death. Behind the tragedy that night was a story, by then known to most of those in the audience. A story of careless negligence not intended to cause a tragedy, yet it did. Here is the story as it was relayed by George C. Stebbins, a close friend and associate of both D.L. Moody and Philip P. Bliss. It was around the time that I had arrived in Chicago, which was 1869, that there appeared in the papers an account of a ship being wrecked on the shores of Lake Erie near Cleveland, Ohio. The account told of a place called Lorraine, which is situated on the lake shore west of Cleveland. There was built a special harbor for relief of the ships that would most certainly be wrecked if they tried to ride out some of the intense and dangerous storms that can hit the large inland lakes. This harbor had a channel running from Lake Erie into a large basin, an inner harbor. Once ships reached this, they were safe. At the entrance to this channel were rows of lights, which were lit at night and would show the ships where to enter. At the inner harbor, there was placed a large lighthouse. This was to help the ships which were far out. It seems that on the very day the tragedy happened, the man who had the job of lighting the lower lights and keeping the lighthouse said to himself, "I've been on this job for several years, and to date not one ship has had to find the harbor at night. I just don't feel up to it today to go out and refill the oil reserve of the lamps along the shoreline. I think I'll forget about them just for today. I'll feel better tomorrow, and anyway, I just know that no one will need those lights tonight." And so when night came, he went to bed, little dreaming that in a matter of a few short hours, his unconcern would cost many lives and burden his conscience for the remainder of his life with something he would never forget. For that very night, a turbulent and destructive storm swept across Lake Erie. Some of the ships were able to ride out the storm, some were not. But none so tragic as the one that Mr. Moody described in his sermon, which was so close to safety and yet wrecked because of one man's neglect. Mr. Bliss was in the audience that night, and as Mr. Stebbins later told me, Mr. Bliss said to him, "You know, George, I had read the newspaper account, and I must admit I was shaken by the fact that one man's negligence could be so costly. But it was when I heard Mr. Moody use it as an illustration in his message that night that I cried out in my heart, 'Bliss, you are just as guilty as the man in the story. As a Christian, you are to be one of the lower lights, shining brightly so that some poor soul tossed about on the life sea may find safety and everlasting life in the haven that God has prepared.' George, I couldn't dismiss the thought from my heart, neither from my mind. It so overwhelmed me that the very next week I wrote the song, 'Let the Lower Lights Be Burning.'"
Brightly beam our Father's mercy, from His lighthouse evermore. But to us He gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Let the lower light be burning, send the gleam across the way.
some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song. Don't be ashamed to mention the name of Jesus. Just sing it loud and strong.
Thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.